Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and you've tuned me in either by the way of WDLP 93.1 FM at 7 o'clock, and we stream this broadcast live by the way of WDLP FM, or tuned me in either by the way of Ionia I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock, or Greenville WGLM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock, and we are streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Perhaps you tuned in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com. That is at 11 o'clock. Maybe you tuned in by the way of Sermon Cloud. One of the ways to get to Sermon Cloud is through my webpage. My website is pastorkenharger.com. Go to Messages from the Lighthouse, click on Sermon Cloud, and then you have to click on those earphones there. You can hear it, or else you can download it. And so whatever way you joined us this morning, I'm so pleased to have you being a part of our broadcast time together. And trust that God's going to minister to us in a very special way. I need to do a thank you to those that take care of the financial costs of the broadcast. So we begin today by Doug and Noreen Lane family. They're from the Sheridan area. Thank you so much for your financial support. Gay London, in memory and honor of her husband Dave. She's from the Greenville area. Thanks, Gay, for your financial support. And Marie Bavard, in memory and honor of her husband Fran, and she's also from Greenville. And I appreciate their support. Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto, located east of Belden on M44, complete truck and auto repair and service. So if your vehicle needs some attention, head it over to Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto. Shiloh Community Church, I'd like to give an invitation for you to attend the services. That's where I still do. I try to attend all the services that I can, especially the ones at Shiloh. So we have Saturday evening, 6:30. That's when our service begins. And Sunday morning, 8:15, then there's some Bible studies at 9:30, contemporary service at 10:30, and then our Greenville campus, which is now using the Old Faith Baptist Church located east of Greenville on M57, that service starts at 5 o'clock. And I appreciate the pastors we have and the ministry they're doing, and it's just good to see that work continuing on for the Lord, and I appreciate that so much. Big thank you to Ken Kingsinger for picking out our music. I appreciate her very much. Those of you that's been following me on Facebook, that is very special. I'm not on Facebook, but I have a Facebook page. It's called a public figure page, and I put a little devotional on each morning before my radio broadcast just to share with you what I'm going to be sharing on Sunday. So those of you that's tuned us in because you've been going following me on Facebook, and I really appreciate getting so many nice little notes back and things, and I appreciate doing that. And I'll tie in some of the stuff I shared through the week along with the message that we have this morning. So we're going to get started right at things because we've got a lot I want to share with you this morning. We've been talking about the storms of life, and there's a lot of storms we have to go through. I've been using the book of Acts, chapter 27, where the Apostle Paul was in an actual storm on a big ship on the water, big body of water there, and was going through some things that they needed to do. So last week I shared with you they needed to brace up their support. They needed to see hope and give hope, and they need to lighten their load as they were in that storm in order to make sure they could survive and be successful. So today we'll begin with, you know, some storms are times for us to not rock the boat, but what I'm going to talk about is like when you feel like you're in the eye of the storm, then that's when we need to do some other things. And so one of the things is that I'll be sharing in just a few moments. But as we get started, we want to think about storms. And even our song says, the eye of the storm. I put that picture on that I got through internet of the eye of the storm. And that's what this song is going to be sharing about. And I'll be right back and we'll get started into the message that God has for us this morning. And I say God has for us, I mean for me, just as much as he does for you. I enjoy sharing the message, but I also realize that it's God that can help us to do the things that we need to do. And my clicker isn't wanting to click right now. I'll give it a couple of taps, see if that makes any difference. And it's not making any difference, so I don't know exactly what I'm going to have to do to make it do that. So just a second with me. There we go. Now, here we start. Wasn't just pushing the numbers just right. Okay, thanks a lot for sticking with me. Hope you enjoy this song. Prepares us for our message time. God bless you.
Like a ship sailing out on a trip so rough and long, so far from shore, so far from home. I set out in search of a reason to go on, and there I found it in the eye of the storm. Ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm. Blessed rock of ages speaks peace to my soul. He holds me in his arms, so safe and so warm, and I find shelter in the eye of the storm. No matter what storm clouds may rock this ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm. This ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm.
What a good thought for us to hang on to this morning, that we can rest in the eye of that storm. Let's just bow together for prayer. Father, this morning, I'd like to remember those that's going through some difficult times, some storms of their life. They're really scary times. And Father, it's been seeming like everything's been blown against them and all the difficulties and being tossed to and fro. And yet, Father, we know we can trust in you. Some may be going through storms that have the nature of financial things, difficulty financially. Others going through storms of emotion, the loss of a loved one, been told they have cancer, going through some difficulty. Some may be going through some family difficulties. Things are not going smooth within the family. Some may be going through some storms of life in their workplace. Some others may be going through a storm of life in their neighborhood. Even some could be going through a storm of life within the church. Father, whatever the storms of life are this morning, I pray that you would take your word and what you want to share with us this morning. I pray that when we're in the eye of the storm, we'd realize it's no time to rock the boat. You got something you want us to do. There's some things we can do. And as I share those things and we think about those things this morning, I just pray, dear Father, that you would just so lead and direct in each one of our lives that we might be drawn close to you. I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You know, there is some safety and security in the eye of the storm. The picture I put on the internet when I studied about that, the idea of thinking about that, it gives it an idea that actually where the very eye of the storm is, that's very calm. It's just all the rest of it that's going on about around that circle of our eye. And so we realize that's very difficult. That's why on Monday I shared the verse that I really like to share with people when they go through storms. I take it to those that's dying. I take it to those that's in a hospital. I like to claim it with their family when God said in Hebrews 13:5-6, God has said, I will never abandon you or leave you, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Doesn't mean you won't have some fear, but it means you have no reason to be afraid, knowing that God will take care of you. So the first thing I want us to think about this morning as we get this idea of the storm and being in the eye of the storm, things we need to do. And the first thing I want to share with you is we need to do the natural stuff. We need to do the natural stuff. What's the next thing when you're in a storm? What's the next thing? And that's exactly what we found in the book of Acts, chapter 27, 34. They had lightened the load. They'd put braces around the ship. They'd done everything. Now, what's the next thing? In Acts 27, 34, Paul says, now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. No one of you will lose a single hair from your head. That's what God had promised Paul. All these people are going to be spared because of you. We're going to rescue everyone. Not a single person is going to die. And Paul explained it to him, said, not a single loss of one hair on your head. I'll tell you, folks, that's a pretty good promise. You know, as we get older, the hair gets thinner anyway, but we realize that that's something that is very important for us to be able to get a hold of. Now, the next thing, what is the next thing? Paul was saying, the next thing I want you to realize is eat some food. Eat some food. And he went on to say also the fact that he, when he got ready to eat the food, he prayed for the food. So I think the next thing is make sure you strengthen yourself physically. And then make sure you strengthen yourself spiritually. You strengthen yourself physically by eating some food, drinking some water. You strengthen yourself spiritually by realizing you need to pray. And maybe I need to say that again. And you need to pray. And you need to pray. And we need to pray. And you have family with you. We're going through a storm. This storm is bigger than us. We need God's help. And God wants to reach down to you and I in those times when we're going through things that is bigger than each one of us. And I guarantee you, folks, because I've watched this in my own life and the life of others, if you do your part, God will do his part. Now, I put a little thing in my Tuesday's devotional saying, sometimes God calms the storm, but sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his children. And that's what God wants to do to you this morning. That's what God wants to do for you this morning. And it's just not based upon that fact it is there, because in the book of Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. So God is saying, you know what? When you're going through a difficult time, you've got to take care of yourself physically, and you got to take care of yourself spiritually. You got to do what you need to do. You need to do the next thing to be strong physically. And you need to do the next thing to be strong spiritually. And when I think about that, I think about claiming some promise that God has given, something that we can hang on to, something that gives us a chance to trust in God in a beautiful way. In the book of James, chapter 2, in verse 18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds. And listen to this now. I'll show you my faith by what I do, by my deeds. You see, it isn't just faith. Now, Long Lake is nice this afternoon. It's a cooler day. We had a beautiful day on Monday. It's Tuesday when I put this together and thought, wow, what happened? That was a short spring, you know. But it's going to come back. But, you know, at Long Lake, one of the ways I like to illustrate that truth of faith and works is to realize that, you know, you have faith in God, got to do his part. But then you got to do your part as well. And I always think of it with a rowboat and two oars. On one oar, I taught the kids this many years in day camp. On one oar, you write the word faith. On the other oar, you write the word works. Now, folks, if you think you're going to make it through this life on your works and you don't need faith, you need to realize that you're going to do if you're just like rowing a boat. You know what's going to happen if you just use works? You just run that one oar, you're going to go round and round in a circle. If you think it's all faith and it's not anything to do with you, that you don't have your part to play, that God does everything, then you take the faith and you're going to go around and around in that boat the other way. It takes faith and works working together. And you can go through the destination that God wants you to do. And that's important to know. It is you and God accomplishing this purpose together. In the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. May I say that again? If we do not give up. God doesn't want us to give up, and we know that. He wants us to do that natural stuff which is going to help us tremendously in our journey as we walk with him and go with him. So let's think about a key thought. It's going to try, folks. Storms have a way of taking over us. Have you noticed? You go through some difficult thing, it affects every area of your life. Your emotional area, your spiritual area, your physical area, your sleep habits, it's all messed up when you're going through a storm. Don't allow it to take over your whole life. That's what we got to work at, making sure that we don't have to allow it to take over us. So we do something. He's saying, eat some supper. We do something when we're faced with these kinds of things. We realize that we don't discard the spiritual, but we do something that is spiritual that's going to help us. We claim a Bible verse. We pray. We get others to pray with us. Those are the kind of things that he said is going to help us through the storm. We don't just sit there and think about the storm. We think how to be able to keep ourselves from being overwhelmed by the storm. Because sometimes God does allow the storm to rage, folks. James says, I will show you my faith by the natural steps that I'm taking, the things that I'm doing. And God wants us to realize that this is exactly what he wants us to do. He wants us to know to take that kind of an action within our life. Paul told the church not to be weary in well-doing because they're going to reap a harvest. And that harvest is going to come even much better and quicker than you might think it might come. A point to ponder. We need to make sure we're doing our part, and we need to make sure we allow God to do his part. Can I say that again? We need to make sure we're doing our part. Don't just expect God to be Santa Claus to your life. You got to do your part. We need to make sure also we're letting God do his part. You know what happens in most times when we get into ourselves, even to a worse storm than there was, is when we try doing God's part instead of letting God do his part. Trust him, folks. Trust him in the storm. Point number two we're going to take a look at. When your life is in this kind of a storm, when you're right in the eye of the storm and things are difficult, everything is coming unraveled around you, we need to give thanks and worship God. We need to give thanks and worship God. And I think that's exactly what Paul did. It tells us this in the book of Acts. After he said this, he took some bread. He gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and they began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Paul was the leader. He said, we got to do the natural stuff. And one of the natural things is they hadn't eaten for many, many days. Paul said, we're going to be weak. If we need to do something, we're going to be too weak to do it. You just can't give up, folks. That's what God's telling us through Galatians. Keep on keeping on, making sure we're doing what God wants us to do. They were all encouraged, and they took some food, and they ate it. Have you noticed when you go through a difficult time? I've noticed when I go through a difficult time, I make too many trips to the refrigerator. Isn't that something? We either do one or two things. We eat too much or we don't eat enough. And I got to tell you, folks, neither one of them are very good. And we need to know that's something that God is saying to us. He wants us to understand in order for us to be able to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish as we do our part in taking care of the things that's happening in the storm. Don't just wait for it just to happen naturally. Give thanks and worship God. And you know something, I think that's so important. It's so important. The one thing that I've kept in my mind, because I've came through some deep weeds, came through some pretty big storms in my lifetime, and God's always been there to assist. You know, I kind of like to take people in the Bible, and sometimes I take people in the Bible, and I think of them as my friends. They're close to me. And the one that I've taken for the storms of my life that really has helped me tremendously is a man called Job. And I shared that on Wednesday in my little devotional that I do. Job, in a short time, lost his entire family. He had 10 children, and they all died in a short period of time. And then one thing after another, because sometimes, you know, you said that and so have I. It seems like when things start happening, it's not just one thing. Sometimes we could handle that one thing. But as things coming on the heels of one right after the other, pretty soon somebody killed, all of your animals been killed, all of your servants and all this and all of that. And pretty soon, you know where Job was? He was without any of that. What a storm in his life. And this is what Job, it says, he fell to the ground and he worshiped God. That's what Paul did there in that ship. He said, it's time for us to pray. Thanking God for the food and thanking God for the strength the food is going to give and thanking God that we're going to trust him and get through this. You promise that not a hair on our head would be damaged. That's what Paul did. Listen to what Job did. He bowed down before God and worshiped him. He said, naked I came from my mother's, and naked I will return. The Lord has given, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. And through all of this that he was going through, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God for doing anything wrong. You see, dear people, what it is real live Christianity. Knows that it needs to worship in a storm. It's easy to worship God when everything is beautiful. It's easy when the temperature is 80. It's easy when you don't have any sickness. It's easy when you're not going through a dying process or one of your loved ones going through a dying process. But what God is saying, what I want you to do and what I want you to know is important for you to do is in these times of difficulty, just like Job of old, I want you to bow before him, give thanks, and worship God. I know it's hard to do, folks. You say, Pastor, I can't do that. Yes, you can, if you surrender to God. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is an everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. Let me say that again. He gives strength to the weary. Now listen. He increases the power of the weak. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men may stumble and fall. But those men and women who put their hope in God, listen to this, what the promise is now. Will renew their strength. Will renew their strength. He's just given us a picture of though we've been totally defeated. But when we put our trust and our hope in God, he said, that strength is going to be renewed. Listen to what he says will happen. We will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. We need to know, dear people, that with God's strength, things are totally different. When God gives that strength, he's reminding us that he wants us to trust in him, and he's reminding us that he wants us to worship him. He wants us to give thanks to him. And you know what? That verse I shared that I like to claim says, I will not be afraid because I'm going to trust in God. Got a song that I want us to listen to now. I'll take a little break. Catch my breath, so to speak. Don't be afraid is the song. Don't be afraid. Now, it's easy for other people to say that to you. Don't be afraid. It'll be okay. Don't be afraid. But you know what, folks? What God's trying to get us to see is we need to be saying that stuff to ourselves. And when I say saying that stuff to ourselves, I mean when we realize that the Lord is our help. It wasn't there was some special strength coming in that promise that he gave us, but he said the Lord's going to help us. That's what Paul is saying to these people. You got to do the next thing, eat some food. Then he let them know, we're going to do it with thanksgiving. We're going to praise God. We're going to worship God. Because you know what? He's promised that he's going to get us through this. He's promised that he's able to do that. I want us to think about the song as we listen and think about your fears. Something that you may be hanging on to, you're afraid of. And that fear is causing you not to trust God. See, that fear brings about torment in our life. God wants to bring about peace, even amidst the storm that you find yourself in. And that's why we don't need to be afraid, because God is going to be our helper. This song is an encouragement to you, especially those of you that's going through some difficult times. Trusting God's blessing upon you. Let's listen in.
The disciples were tossed on a cold, raging sea. But Jesus was sleeping so peacefully. They cried, Master, oh, don't you care that we die? He spoke three soft words, peace be still. It was the storm that had to die. So don't be afraid when the darkness is closing. The Master is near. His voice calms every storm. So when the world says it's over, the Master says, no, I've just begun. In your darkest of times, whether rain or in sunshine, don't be afraid. The storms, and I know how it feels to be battered and worn, but yet I know how it feels to be carried on through, calmed by the strength of the one who's been faithful and true. It's over. master is near.
Oh, the master is near.
His voice calms every storm.
Let Jesus calm your storm.
So when the world said it's over, the master says no. Don't be afraid.
In your darkest time,
don't be afraid.
When it's all on the way,
don't be afraid.
Hear the good master say,
don't be afraid.
Jesus.
What a powerful song, folks. Don't be afraid. Did you get that phrase? We need that phrase in our life this morning. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Trust Him. When the waves are crashing against us, that's when we find out the depth of our trust in Him. That's when we find out that we can lean on Him, knowing that He's going to bring us through this storm. Remember, He's the one that is in control. Remember, He is the one that's going to cause us to have victory through this storm. I got a story to tell you that I don't know if it's true or not, but I like stories, and I like sometimes some of the stories my wife says I like, because this shows my warped sense of humor, so to speak. But this is a story that I really did like when I came across it, because I could see it happening. By the way, the reason why this is so true is because why I can see this happening, because we had a parakeet when we was first married, and when Kendall was a little baby, we had a parakeet, and we was taking the cage outdoors to clean it and so on, and you know, we just had it sitting there on the little porch that we had in the front, and then we was going to take and let some of that feathers and all that stuff disappear by pulling off the bottom of the thing. But you know, our son got out there, and he opened the door, and that parakeet flew, and we never found that parakeet again. And I thought, man, that happened so quick. Life is tough. And it is tough, folks. But God is good. Here's the story. A woman was cleaning her birdcage, and she was using the vacuum cleaner instead of the way I did it. She was using the vacuum cleaner to clean her birdcage. Telephone rang, and she turned around to get the phone. And when she did, she sucked the little parakeet right up in the vacuum cleaner. Golly, I probably shouldn't even be telling this story. Some of the animal activists will get after me, you know. But it was in there, and you know, she found out it was in there, and boy, she looked, and he was so dirty when she got him out of the bag, and he was so bewildered, you know. And then she took him to the faucet, and she washed him off, and then she took a little hair dryer, and she blowed him off nice and dry, and she got him dried off, and then she put him back in the cage. And somebody said, how did he do after that? She said, well, he never sang after that. He just sat there and stared, just sat there and stared. Well, that experience was kind of took the song out of that bird. But I want to tell you, folks, when you and I are going through a storm, we don't want to have the song taken out of us. Remember, He's reminding us not to abandon ship. Remember the idea that when we are in the storm, by trusting God, we can see things from His point of view. And I love it. You know, later on in the book of Job, chapter 8, God gave this promise. He said, I will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with the shouts of joy, in Job 8:21. Now, Job didn't feel that way when he's going through the storm. But God's telling him there's going to be something happening in this storm, and we need to know that God's going to be taking care of it. And by the way, our job is to trust Him. Can I say something that maybe I don't have the right to say, but I think should be said today? We must stop demanding God to fix our problems of life. We need to start thanking Him for our life. Some of us get so strong in demanding of God what God do. And God's saying, no, no. I want you to recognize. Just thank me for what I'm going to do. Remember, I've said it a couple, three times now. Sometimes God does calm the storm. But sometimes he calms the child in the storm. I hope you know when he's trying to do which. Brings me to my third point. Don't forget, there is a shore. You know, when you feel like you're in the storm's worst that the storm has to offer, don't forget there is another side. Don't forget there is a time when the storm will be past. In Acts 28:1, he said, "Once safely on the shore, we found an island that was called Mattel. The islanders showed us such unusual kindness. They built a fire and they welcomed us because it was a cold and rainy time of the year." You know, they came to shore. Now, the ship didn't get to shore. The ship broke apart. And each person grabbed a piece of board or they swam. But it didn't break apart, folks, until they were close to the shore. Remember I saying God do his part and you do your part? They did have to swim, and those that couldn't swim, I said they grabbed a piece of board. They floated ashore. And you know something, whether you want to believe this or not, in that story, it tells us there wasn't a single life lost in that storm. And something else I want you to know about that, from that time on, Paul was on his way to Rome, and God worked it out that Paul was on his way to Rome. Another ship came, picked them up, and away they went. We need to know, we need to be aware of the fact, folks, that God says there's a shoreline. We need to know that this storm is a terrible thing, but God wants us to know that this too shall come to pass. This too, I shared that on Thursday. Whatever it is you're going through right now in your life, this too shall come to pass. You will get to the other side. You'll get to the other side of the storm. There's a shore from the storm you're experiencing right now in your life. And it's within distance for you and God to be able to conquer it. And we need to know that. By the way, that's not just taught there in that particular portion of Scripture. In Proverbs 31:21, it says, "When it snows, this woman who had done her part," because Proverbs 31 is about the woman, "she has no fear for her household, for all of them have been clothed and plenty of food to feed them." You see, what we need to realize is when we know we're doing our part and we're trusting God to do his part, then there's going to be security, going to be safety. My mama used to can us when us kids were small. There's a big family of us. Mom would can. I've got to tell you, she was so proud. I admitted here, not too long ago, maybe a couple, 3 years ago, I admitted to my mom. I'd done it when she was alive, too, but I also admitted it again to her when I was thinking about her, that us kids never really appreciated all the things that Mom did when she was doing that canning. She would take us when she was all done canning, and she'd take us into the room wherever the canned goods were. And, you know, I could see some look on her face, but I never understood that look on her face until I became an adult. She was so proud. She was so proud that she had things ahead for the winter. And we ate canned peaches and canned tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. It was very, very special. God wants us to know, whatever the storm of your life is, that there's a shore on the other side of that storm. And it's going to come to pass that you're going to be on that shore. And you need to know that. You need to believe that. You need to trust in God for that, because it's tremendously true. Key word, God's assignment for Paul did not change because of the storm. God got Paul to Rome. Whatever it is that you're going through in your life, it's not meant to change your assignment of life. It's not meant to make you be like that little bird that got sucked into the vacuum cleaner, that have your song gone and just sit there and stare, or maybe even throw yourself a pity party. Woe is me. Terrible things happen. One man said that to me not long ago. He said, Pastor, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And I think, man, it's not luck. It's trusting God, believing in Him, trusting that He's going to work out the details of your life and give you something to look forward to with thanksgiving and hope in your heart. I hope that's what you're going to do. I hope that's what you're doing, even as we think about this message of the storms of life. Once safely on the shore, the new life had its responsibilities too, but you know what? The challenge was there that they could look back and say, you know what? We made it through that. Whenever I meet with young couples for marriage, I tell them one of the things that I want them to do sometime in their marriage, as they go through a difficult time, I want them to sit down and think of the times they've already came through. Think of the times they've already had victory in their life. Think of those times when they know that we've made it through this storm, we made it through this difficulty, we made it through this tragedy, whatever it is. And when you think about it, then you can say, whatever I'm going through today, I know that God will take me through it. I can trust Him. I can trust Him. And when you've learned how to work together as a husband and wife, and you've had some victories in this way in your life, then it teaches each one of you that you know you can not only trust God, but you can also trust one another. Safely on the shore on the other side. We learn that from Jonah's life. We learn that from the prodigal son's life. The storm of his life was rebellion and all the rest of it. He lost all of his money. But then the storm, the shore on the other side is I can go back to my father and I can say to my father, I'm no longer worthy to be your son because I spoiled everything. Make me a hired servant. But when he got back to the shore, his dad received him with open arms and open love. There's one more thing I want to do, which I shared on Friday with my devotional thing that I do on my page on Facebook. Is a realization that there's another storm that God uses for us to understand some things as well. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I want to read this story. It's a story about Jesus. It's a story that the song Don't Be Afraid was had in mind as the writer was writing that song. Listen to the story. I love this story. It's Jesus and the disciples. But it's not only Jesus and the disciples. I see them in many different circumstances of life. But this is Jesus and the disciples in a storm on a body of water. When the boat is being tossed to and fro, and them men are afraid. And Jesus was very tired. And he went down in the bottom of the boat, and he fell asleep. That's trust. There he was, in the bottom of the boat, sound asleep. Listen to the story. Jesus said, let's get into the boat and let's cross to the other side. I want you to remember that because that's important. He already told him as he got into the boat, let's cross to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus alone in the boat just as he was. There was other boats with him also. A violent storm came up. The waves were breaking into the boat so that it was quickly filling up. But Jesus was asleep on a cushion in the back of the boat. So they woke him up. They shook him and said, Teacher, don't you care that we're going to die? Then he got up. And I love what it says. He ordered the winds to stop. And he said to the sea, Peace, be still. That's what God wants to say to you and I today. Peace, be still. And an absolute stillness came. The wind stopped blowing, and the sea became very calm. Let me say something before I pass this part of it by. It is because of the storms of your life that you can really appreciate and enjoy the calmness. If you never had no storms, you would just take for granted the calmness of the day. But once there's been storms of difficulty in one of your life, then you realize the calmness feels so much calm. I love it the way it said it there in the skips are absolute still. I'm at Long Lake now. Right now, today, there's waves, and they're not very big. The water is just moving. The other morning when I got up, though, the lake was just like a piece of glass. I call it absolute still. Same body of water, but it's different. Jesus did that. Then he asked, why are you such cowards to the disciples? You know, why are you so cowards? Don't you have any faith yet? I think Jesus was just saying, come on now. It's time to believe. It's time to trust. You guys have been walking with me a while. You've been seeing things happen. That's why I said we need to realize the things that God has already done in our life. You've been seeing stuff happen, guys. They were overcome with fear. And they ask each other, who is this man? Even the winds and the sea obey him. I love that word that is there. Even the winds and the sea obey him. Remember when I told you just a few moments ago, remember this statement? Jesus said when he got into that boat, let's cross to the other side. You know something, folks? God didn't teach you and I to swim, to let us drown. He's going to get us to the other side. You're going to get to the other side. I mean, we'll illustrate it one more way, and then I want to come back for another thought out of this portion of Scripture. I've been with people so many different times in my 58 years of ministry. When they've really been sick and really things are difficult and you know we're not sure he or she's going to make it and you're in such pain under so much medication and all of a sudden one morning they turn a corner and they begin to feel better. They begin to feel better. But I've watched it in the dying process too, folks. This one is going through a terrible time in his or her life. They want to live and they're fighting to live and they're fighting with all they have. I don't know how many people I've told that when the time gets close, you're going to know it inside of yourself. And then you're going to do what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. You're going to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And you know the beautiful thing I like promising you this morning from God's word? Is God says when the storm's over, there's a shore. And I'm going to have everything ready for you on that shore. But greater than that, God says when your life is over, I've promised there's a shore. And I'm going to have everything ready for you on that other side. And I want to believe that, and I want you to believe that, because it makes a difference not only how we live, but it makes a difference how we face death if we believe there is a shore and it's on the other side and God's going to get us there safely. Jesus said to these disciples, let's go to the other side. I think he says to you, and I think he says to me in our lives, as our life comes closer to the end, he's saying, let's go to the other side. It's going to be so much better on the other side when we trust and have faith in him. You see, the disciples asked Jesus a question that maybe you need to ask. They said, teacher, don't you care that we're dying? Don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care that we find ourselves in the position we find ourselves in right now? And Jesus did care. He calmed their storm. And he asked them, don't you have faith yet? You see, God's saying that as you watch him work in your life and as I watch him work in my life, it should be a thing that creates in us that trust that'll be secure. That trust that'll be for us to hang on to realize that he's not only going with us through the storms of life, but he's going to go with us through the storms of death. And we need to know that, and we need to believe that he has something like that that he wants us to get a hold of for our own individual life. Almost time for me to go. But I just want to share this thought with you. When you're near the eye of the storm, do the natural stuff. Eat and pray. Give thanks and worship. And don't forget, there is a shore. Thank you to Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto, for your financial support. Marie Rivard and Gay London, both from Greenville, thank you so much for your financial support. To Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area, thank you so much for your support. Kayanne, thanks for picking out our song. She does such a good job to get songs that really go with my message, and she just sees a little bit of my message, and she picks those songs out for me. Been doing it for a long time, and I really appreciate it. So a big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger. Got a song that says this, "Till the storm passes by." I don't know where you're at this morning in the storms of your life, but I want you to believe with me that one of these days, that storm is going to pass by. And when that storm passes by, you're going to find that God is right there with you, and he's been leading all the way. This song is going to be our closing song. Got one more message on the storms of life. If you want to follow me on Facebook, do so. Just on your Facebook bar there, just type in Pastor Ken Harger, and it'll take you to my page, okay? God bless you. Bye-bye.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face? While the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place, amidst the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Says there's no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope in the by and by. But I know thou art with me, and to